listener production.
Hey, it's Rosie O'Brien. The issue of youth crime is once again making headlines. A 43-year-old man has allegedly been attacked with a knife and had his car stolen by two teen boys at Logan Central. He's recovering in hospital. Police managed to stop the car on the Pacific Motorway, taking the duo into custody. Meantime, in the Brisbane suburb of Grange, a man's been stabbed and his house set alight, allegedly by his partner. Detective Superintendent Andrew Massingham says a jogger raised the alarm, helping the victim and two kids to safety.
The scenario we potentially would have faced was the gentleman would have lost a lot of blood very quickly, and then with the fire being set inside, we really don't know how that would have ended. As a community, we've come together pretty well this morning.
Just briefly, Cardinal George Pell has been farewelled in Sydney. His funeral coincides with protests, which include marching for survivors, victims and the LGBTQ plus community. And the Reserve Bank says a design that honours our first Australians will appear on future $5 notes, not the King or late Queen. A tough test for Brisbane in their Big Bash challenger with the Sydney Sixers. Our Heat are not only without test stars Usman Khawaja, Manus Labuschagne and Matt Renshaw, but up against a Sixers side, the cricket legend Brad Haddin says loves the SCG.
Their records are phenomenal there. They played their home conditions as well as any other team. Probably the Perth Scorchers nearly, they've won eight in a row there.
On listeners' Willow Talk there. And the Matildas have named an extended 25-player squad ahead of the Cup of Nations later this month.